The Russian war of aggression on Ukraine leads to one of the largest refugee movements in modern history in Europe. Already in the first days, after the Russian invasion, hundreds of thousands of people fled from the war to the EU. Both in Polish and German civil society, there was quickly a great spontaneous willingness to help and solidarity with the fleeing people. Even the Polish state, which still uses military means to prevent refugees from entering the EU at the border with Belarus and lets them freeze to death in the forests near the border, opens its borders straight away for visa-free entry from Ukraine. Germany also organized free trains and enabled a fast, unbureaucratic entry and accommodation. We as Seebrücke expressly welcome this. However, it is important to point out that those countries that have expanded Fortress Europe in the years before, let refugees drown in the Mediterranean, organize pushbacks, deport people to unsafe countries of origin, or let people die at the Polish-Belarusian border, were by no means afflicted by a sudden attack of humanity. Rather, in the current situation, we see how states use the right of asylum to attest to the legitimacy or illegitimacy of other states in geopolitical disputes. This purpose of asylum law for bourgeois states then translates into a division into right and wrong fleeing people. This brutal distinction can also be seen in the neo-colonial fight against poverty migration. The geopolitical attachment to the Ukrainian state is the reason why the European Union simultaneously accepts war refugees from Ukraine and lets Kurdish, Yazidi, and Afghan war refugees die at its borders, a brutal double standard. In order to justify this distinction, ideologically, the most evil racist resentments are resorted to. For example, when a distinction is made between civilized Christian peoples and uncivilized peoples. This racism takes on a life of its own in state authorities to the extent that Ukrainian authorities prevent non-white people from fleeing and Polish border guards sort people out at the border on the basis of skin color. The AfD too, with its sudden shift to a supposedly refugee-friendly line in the current dispute, showed how racism against black people and people of color is flanked by a positive anti-Slavic racism. Stereotypes, partly sexualized depictions of Ukrainian women are used to incite against other refugees. We must protest against this racist division of refugees and fight for a fast, unbureaucratic reception, decentralized and self-determined accommodation and social participation for all those seeking protection. Open borders for all people seeking protection means open borders for all without differentiation according to their nationality, sexuality, gender or skin color. Fast admission for raw refugees from Ukraine and all Russian deserters and war opponents and their families. Against all against all racism, smash Fortress Europe.